Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Cool autumn temperatures lure many of us from the four walls of our homes into the wide open spaces of state parks for picnics, hikes, and campouts. When outdoors, remember that snakes are all around us. Whether or not you see them may depend on where you are.
If you're up in the Panhandle or North Texas, they're definitely getting inactive. But south of San Antonio and on down into the valley, snakes can be active all year round, although they'll be less so.
Andy Price is a herpetologist with Parks and Wildlife. Of the 75 to 80 kinds of snakes we have in Texas, 12 are venomous.
I think the statistics show that there's about one fatality a year in Texas on average. That doesn't mean a snake bite isn't a serious medical situation, but if you get the proper medical treatment, you'll survive.
Your best defense is to learn about the snakes in your area and to keep a respectful distance.
It's good to be careful about anything that you don't understand that has a potentially harmful consequence to it. But on the other hand, if you live in Texas, snakes are a given, and it's incumbent upon you to know something about the environment around you, whether it's fire ants or Africanized honeybees or whatever the case may be, and snakes are no different.
You can find suggested reading about Texas snakes at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. We record our program at the Production Block Studios. Joel Block is our engineer. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.